discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Lincoln Brewster is having quite the summer. The celebrated guitarist and recording artist released his highly anticipated new record just as the weather started warming up, called God of the Impossible. But not satisfied with that accomplishment, not to mention being a dad, a husband, and on the pastoring team at his Sacramento church, Lincoln and his family are also undergoing the dreaded process of moving houses this summer. We get our on-the-road conversation underway with Lincoln Brewster by checking in to see if he's keeping his head above water with his imposing to-do list.
I am certainly trying to. There's days where it feels a little overwhelming, but but you know what's been cool is to watch God work out in front of you when you have no idea what's, you know, kind of how the next thing is going to come together. And that's actually been the coolest part of it is, you know, I think we all sort of, to varying degrees, suffer from this myth that we're somehow in control to some degree. And you realize how completely not in control we are. So, you know, I think it's day by day learning to surrender the whole process more and more and just trust that God's been in it and will continue to be in it.
Oh man, you're not wrong there. And every one of us can relate to the sort of the horrifying process of moving from house to house. What is the trickiest item that you had to remove from your house and tell us about the voyage of getting it out the door?
So when my wife had her cancer surgery, I bought her a dining room set with this big mirror, and the mirror was enormous, and it was sort of, you know, her, that was just her gift. And I know she really wanted this, and it wasn't something we would normally buy, certainly. And so it has a lot of sentimental value. And when we were selling our home, she was very clear that item was not for sale if anybody wanted it. And I said, well, if somebody wants it, would you want to just get the same thing again, you know, and then we wouldn't need to move it or whatever? And it was
course.
Like, well, absolutely not, you know, it's got to be that one. And so moving that was pretty nerve-wracking. So but you know, it was crazy, that stuff, the little things, right? We think sometimes God isn't in the little things that we might view as even materialistic sometimes, or something, an item that's of value. And even in this case, it was really neat. I came over to the new house, which is a total construction zone at the moment. And I found a piece of like quarter inch Masonite. Like, it's just little, if for people listening who don't know what it is, it's just a kind of a press board, but it's hard. They put it on the back of cabinets and things. And
sure.
And I grabbed it and brought it back over, thinking maybe this could go on the front of that mirror. And it was insane. We get in there and they put it on, and it looked like it was cut to fit that mirror.
Yes.
It was literally perfect. And and so it was just, you know, I just said, thank you, God. That's just, and the way the mirror ended up having to get put in the truck and getting put in the storage unit, it was perfect the way that it all came together. And the place we were supposed to move into this little studio area, wasn't ready. And we were off by about 4 days. So we had to be out of our old house. And we did a 20-hour move day, and I got a phone call. We were going to just, you know, go, like, two of us, the two boys and our two dogs, and go to, like, a hotel. And I get a phone call from a friend who offered their home to us because they're out of town. And it's just been the neatest thing. So there's so many little anecdotes that I could tell you that are just testimonies to God's faithfulness in the small things. And and so it's, and I think as believers, the reason I'm telling you this, and the reason that I hope the listeners can take this away from it is that, you know, it's important to remember when God is faithful, and it's important to note, even if it's small stuff, because we sort of, sometimes it's good to put a flag in the ground and go, God was faithful then, and he'll be faithful now.
Yeah.
Because you never feel, you know, when you're standing on the edge of the cliff and you're about to take the leap of faith, you never feel like he's got it. He's got, you know, it's tough to do that sometimes.
Absolutely.
But one of the best ways to bolster your faith is to remember the last time God was faithful.
Oh, that's a great word. A great word from Mr. Lincoln Brewster, the celebrated guitarist and vocalist with the highly anticipated new record just out early this summer, God of the Impossible. This is an album that those who love your music have been clamoring for in the past several years since your last release, Lincoln. And but lest anyone think you've just been holed up in a studio somewhere, you've been describing exactly the opposite, pondering deeply. You're also on the senior pastoring team at Bayside Church in California. So the pause button has never really been engaged for you, has it?
Oh, no. I've been a busy boy. We've got a lot of things going on at church. Like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, we were one campus, about 10,000 people. And now we're seven campuses, over 20,000 people.
Oh, my word.
And it's very, very busy. It's exciting. It's fun. It's all that. But it's been lots going on that front. I've got two teenage boys, 13 and 16, about to be 14 and 17.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I tell people when your kids are real little, you can sort of parent in seasons, you know. So the first year or two, you kind of know what to expect. And then the older your kids get, the seasons get shorter and the change happens quicker. And with teenage boys, it's daily and multiple times a day that it's parenting. And my oldest son actually just got pulled over last night. The officer very generously let him off the hook. But and I think the officer goes to our church, but it was just, he was very, very, at Levi said he was very respectful to the officer, and the guy said thank you and had a good conversation with him, but scared him. And he called me and said, Dad, I wanted to tell you so that you don't hear it from somebody else. And I wasn't paying attention, and I got pulled over for speeding, and he was, you know, I could hear his voice shaking. And so I just said, I'm glad you know what that feels like now without having gotten a ticket. And I had just told him earlier in the day, don't speed. And, but it's, you know, being present to parent is important to me. And I made a commitment years ago before, my boys were teenagers, and just said, I'm not going to miss that season of their life. And so I've definitely, scaled back the touring a little bit. I think it'll pick back up here, obviously, with this new record out, and we'll be playing out more. I've got an instrumental project that I'm working on finishing as well. There's one track from that upcoming instrumental on the deluxe version of God of the Impossible. It's called Relativity. So we'll definitely be getting out playing more, but it's just been a good season to be home a lot and love on my family and take care of my wife and be present for my boys.
Man, oh, that's amazing. Well, good for you, sir. You know, when it comes to the music, the title track here, God of the Impossible, just full of characteristically powerful stuff. Lord, I come with newfound faith. I will trust every word you say. All my fears I'm laying down at your feet. I will trust in your grace that cannot be earned. Walk through the fire and not be burned. Why is that journey from fear to trust one that you wanted to play sort of right at the heart in the center of the album?
Well, you know, it's something that I've lived and that I live. And one of the things that sort of, and this isn't a soapbox thing for me at all. This is just sort of a personal viewpoint. But, you know, I've written songs before that said, I won't fear, like I won't be afraid.
Sure.
And one of the things that I've realized, and I understand there's a contextual place for that, but if we look at the word courage, so Joshua chapter 1, God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous. And when you look at sort of the ingredients that comprise courage, you can't have courage without the presence of fear.
Hmm.
So courage is actually moving forward with fear, but not letting fear control you. And so it's not that I won't have it. I will have it. The question is, how will I respond when I do have it? And so having courage is trust. It's going, I'm going to do this, but I'm afraid. And
wow.
Sometimes as believers, we can feel guilty when we're afraid. We can feel like it is because we don't have enough faith. But when you even look at Jesus' journey to the cross, well, why did he ask that if the cup was able to be passed, that it would be? Why did he ask that? Maybe he was afraid. Maybe he, you know, he felt human emotion. He cried when Lazarus died.
Yeah.
He was sad. He modeled sadness for us. But what he did was he modeled courage with the cross. He did not want to do it. And I would guess he was afraid. And you know, he felt like, who would want to do that? He was still 100% man, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He was 100% God, 100% human. So that was one of the big things for me with this record. You'll hear it in a lot of the songs, is this idea that just, I want my target to be not letting fear run the show, not letting fear call the shots, not letting fear drive my decisions or my actions, but to move forward in the face of fear and actually choose to trust God no matter what.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great word. We're hearing from some truth today from the celebrated guitarist and vocalist, Lincoln Brewster, with the highly anticipated new record just out early this summer called God of the Impossible. You're on the road for Faith Radio. Lincoln, so kind to have joined us today. He's been moving houses, and it has been quite an epic summer for this good man. So seriously, thanks again for your time, by the way.
Oh, man, absolute pleasure.
Well, you know, another theme that, and you actually mentioned this before, you talked about this really being on your mind coming into the record. God is always at work behind the scenes, and often we're not actively seeing it, right? But it's always true.
Right.
How have you been continually reminded of that, and how did it shape this new record as well?
Well, I think, you know, nobody likes walking through the refiner's fire. You know, it's it's like, I would rather not do that if
yeah.
I don't have to.
Yep.
But you know, when you do that, again, you can look back and say, and see how God was faithful, and see all that He did in your life through that, if you'll allow it. And so I think, you know, having those life experiences, you know, I'm a bit of a sponge. I experience something in life, and then when I wring the sponge out, it comes out. And for me, it often comes out in songs.
Mm.
And so, I think, you know, being on that journey and again, looking at how God put together these little details, that I had no idea were happening at the time, and going, oh my goodness, God, you know, He's the master orchestrator. you know, not bound by time, that's hard to even process, isn't it? Like thinking about that God looks at the beginning and the end of our life and the middle, all in one picture.
Yeah.
But just how he's architected and orchestrated all these little things that have come together. And I think most of the time they're easier to see in hindsight. And so it just constantly blows me away how God can do that in each of our lives. Every person on the face of the earth loves us, cares about us, and works in our lives. And, you know, he's not bound by today. He's already in the tomorrows and, you know, laying the groundwork and the foundation and preparing the path. And I'm a big fan of just, you know, being led by the Spirit of God. And I think when we'll do that, when we'll pay attention to it and hear that still small voice, it's amazing the things that we'll see come to pass. And so it's been neat in the some of the remodeling we've done, the people that we've met, and how, you know, I've had some amazing conversations with some of the guys working on the house about Christ and, you know, inviting people to church. And it's just it's a cool thing to go, God has all that orchestrated, not just for me, not just for Laura, not just for Levi and Liam, but for all those people as well. And somehow he works it. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But scripture says we know that all things work together for the good of those who love Christ. And I think it's so awesome.
That's right. Oh, well said. Well said. Lincoln Brewster here with us, the recording artist, the prodigious guitar player. You're on the road for Faith Radio. And you said your life is an open book. I know from reading about you, from hearing you, that that's absolutely true. So we won't spend a tremendous amount of time, but there are some pretty amazing parts to your story that bring you to where you stand today. And you've described your background as being one that would make you least likely to become a worship leader or write a song that would appear in a hymnal, which is pretty perfect.
Yeah.
And of course, that's exactly what happened. But music has always been part of your story, right? I mean, you first display this uncanny sense of rhythm at age one, and then you pick up the guitar before you turn 10, right?
Yeah. When I first played music, the light bulb went on, no question. It made sense to me, and it moved me in a really profound way. And I remember the first time I ever played mandolin, and then when I strummed the first chord and felt the mandolin vibrate, and that you could, you know, change it with your fingers, and the next day I couldn't wait to go back to it and do it some more. And, you know, and my mom, that's how she knew. You know, she sat down with me, my brother, and my sister, and showed all of us some chords on the mandolin, and I came back the next day and said, I want to do it again. And then I kept coming back. And, you know, I think I'm thankful to my mom because, you know, even though I wasn't, you know, raised up in a Christian home and all that, my mom, you know, scripture says that God has written into the fabric of our heart his word. And so I think each person has it in there. And it's been real interesting. And again, this is a way that, you know, God has been orchestrating in my life since a very young age. But my mom kind of understood, I guess, that raise up in a child in the way that they should go and they won't depart from it. That's what she did with me, really.
Wow.
And really there's a, you know, the literal translation of that is, you know, sort of, you know, when, you know, Native American Indians used to form arrows, they could actually wet the arrow and bend it and then hold it there. And then it would dry. And if they shot it, it would curve. And that's literally what that scripture is talking about, is that God bends us a certain way when we're born. It's, you know, we all have different, we're all different. And that as parents, it's our job not to bend our kids. It's our job to identify how God bent them.
Wow.
And support them in the way that he created them. And so raise up a child in the way that he should go. So that's what that's talking about, is how did God make your child, and you're there to be a support to that. And so my mom did that for me, and just supported me in music. And I feel so fortunate that I have the mom that I do, and she was so supportive in music, and honestly still is. It's just really cool. My mom loves what I do.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, and not too many recording artists can probably say that they were part of a band with their mom, but Lincoln and the Missing right. Links was a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, man. I haven't heard that name in a minute. Yeah. Yeah, my mom, man, she was a riot, and like I said, always supportive, and just, it's so fun to play music together, and we don't get to do that very much. Occasionally, sometimes when I go down to her house in LA, she's got guitars everywhere. And, and then she's come up here when we've done these Christmas concerts. We'll do them again this Christmas, these acoustic Christmas shows that we do. Max hopped on stage with me for a song or two. And we had a great time. We played some of the, we even broke out some old, she sang this old Heart song called Dog and Butterfly that she used to sing to me when I was a kid.
Oh, man.
And I threw it at her last minute. I'm like, Mom, will you sing Dog and Butterfly tonight? So she did it. It was awesome.
Oh, my word. What an awesome legacy. I mean, I certainly identify with that, having a guitar playing dad growing up. But unfortunately,
nice.
I didn't have quite the talent that you did to become a music superstar, but I still have the good memories.
I think the memories are way more important, believe me.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Well, hey, it's been just a blast talking with you. We have just a few moments left. We want to let you get back to your moving houses, but...
I gotta go rip down some OSB in a minute.
See, we do not want to keep you
I'm
from
curious.
That.
I got my Makita skill saw. I gotta go. I should have done a show, man. I should have done a show on this remodel.
I think that would have been incredible radio. We'll have to have you back next time, and that we could just spend the whole time on the skill saw. Does that sound good?
Dude, I can get after it with power tools, man. I love that stuff.
Well, Lincoln Brewster, the newest album is called God of the Impossible. And, sir, I imagine it is available wherever fine music is sold. Is that fair?
Absolutely, wherever it's sold or streamed. And just to everybody who listens, I sure appreciate the support over the years and feel really, really thankful and undeserving to still be doing this. It's just, again, God's faithfulness, which is why, again, we call it God of the Impossible. And also really thankful for you guys too, and just the great radio programming that you do. I go to a lot of cities, and cities where there is strong Christian radio, it makes a real difference in the community. And so thanks for what you guys do, and to all the listeners, thanks for supporting the station. It's awesome.
Well, your graciousness is only rivaled by your musical majesty, sir.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you, man.
What a blast to have Lincoln Brewster one more time. The new record called God of the Impossible. Sir, you're a blessing. Thank you so much for being here.
Likewise, thank you for the time. Blessings.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com. With all my strength.